Hello, it's Saturday, 28th of March. Just thought I would do an update. It's been, well, a bit of a hard week. Well, it has. Just getting really stressed with the college. But to be honest, I was a bit of a devil last week. She devil, as my mum calls it. Because I ended up saying or doing things didn't mean in that. Plus, I had a bit of a chest infection and ears are blocked with wax as well. I don't know why that is. Got the radio on. That's the Phoenix. Listening to the Phoenix. So, had a bit of a hard week. I think the worst of it happened on between Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday, I lost my cane. Got another cane I can use. Did that. But so, just getting frustrated, a bit frustrated over something silly. Taxi was waiting outside to go to college. And I couldn't find my cane. Couldn't remember where I put it. As it turned out, it was on the cupboard in the kitchen. But I had another cane anyway. And then I go and see counsellor at college about 9:15. Now, the thing that really annoyed me after that was we just rushed out, you know, didn't have a break or time to go to the toilet or anything, because we go out on a Tuesday. It's a community skills day. We call it community skills, you know, out into the community. And they just rush off, you know, and I don't like that, you know. I don't like being rushed into anything. I like to take the time and know what's happening. I don't like it. So this all happened after seeing the counsellor. We went to, oh, it was a graveyard. How depressing. In Glasgow, it's a famous graveyard in Glasgow, the Necropolis. Just walking round there for about, must have done a couple of miles. No, it's boring. Well, I find it boring anyway. Nobody wanted to go, to be honest. They didn't. I said, well, why then? Why do we go if nobody wants to go? It says because it's part of the, it's part of my course, you know, to go out in the community and that. I says, well, you could think of something else than something than that. She says, but it's money. I says, well, I suppose it is, but you can think of better things than going to a graveyard. I mean, even a taxi driver said, oh, how depressing. Why do you want to go there? I says, we don't. Nope, we don't. And then I was off on Wednesday. I went for a walk. Then Thursday, I was doing all right till Thursday afternoon. But again, it's so stupid. one of the girls took a seizure in the class, quite a big one, and then that's when I start panicking, and then so that means that I don't enjoy things anymore, but I start panicking. Which you shouldn't do, really, but... but I do. We were in the middle of having a speaker in the college from the Justice of Peace. You know, Justice of Peace. A judge. And it was quite interesting until Katie start having the seizure and everyone has to get put out then. And I didn't know where I was, and of course I panicked because I didn't know what class I was being put into or what. I just, I don't know. I think it's hormones. Combination of things. Hormones, the college. Just a combination of things. And today, now, listening to, well, it's The Phoenix. I've been reading books as well. The Return of Sherlock Holmes by Arthur Conan Doyle. And Check Wolf, Book 1 by Rennie Gibbs. They're all crime books. I like crime stories. I've put an audio boom up of... We were in the pub on Thursday night. I was with Neighbourhood Networks in the pub. Some of them were being a bit silly, you know, making noises and that. They were. Although, well, obviously it does seem funny, but it's not really. No. In Teresa, community living works, it stopped. Yeah. I went and met Teresa yesterday as well, and talking about all my problems and that. And yeah. And, my sister lost the baby, by the way. She lost it. That was a bad news for you guys. James Chestnut broken the record. She was only 7 weeks, but she lost the baby on Monday. However, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, because I want you guys to have a go as well, because I can't just... She's completely messed up. But I think she'll have another one before she gets married. I think, because if she doesn't, then Dylan will be 7 by the time. By the time the new one's born and that, and that's a big age gap. Yeah, exactly. It is, because it's about that with me and my sister. Between 6 and 7 years. Well, tonight I'll just listen to the radio, different radio stations. University of the West of Scotland. Well, The Phoenix first, then University of the West of Scotland. Back to The Phoenix. Anyway, I'll talk to you later then. Bye just now. Bye.